Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
91709.
Thank you. So that was 91709?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
This is Norma Yudani. I just have a question over here, though. I have a chart. Are you quality healthy routines?
I do apologize. However, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to get the account pulled up and verified before I would know which company it is that you're calling in for.
Okay.
And you said that your name again was for me, please?
Norma Yudani. Norma, last name is U-D-A-N-I.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. And I do apologize, however, I'm not locating an account with that first and last name. May there be a different first name it may be under?
No, I don't, because we don't have an account. I just see a charge in my bank account that we didn't make. And I just want to know what is this charge for.
Yes, I do completely understand. However, I do work for a call center that services 400 different companies. If you are being charged by one of the companies that we service, then you would have an account for me to pull up. However, without getting the account pulled up, there wouldn't be any information that I would be able to provide.
Well, then how can you help? Because like I said, I just have a charge over here with an account with whatever this company is. Try Edwin Yudani.
Thank you. And may I ask your relationship to them?
My husband.
Thank you. And so that I can make sure I have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
4131 Lugo Avenue.
Thank you. And what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize, such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a
card.
And it would have stated in the terms and conditions, by doing the contest, you would be signing up for the meal plan app, Bites Hub.
Okay, can we cancel that? Because you said it's something that he's charged supposed to be for $2. Can we cancel it?
I really would hate for you to miss out on this great product, as the app does focus on how to use real food to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. And I am showing that I can bring the monthly rate down to $20 a month.
No, so are you talking this is a monthly rate?
Yes, as it is a health and fitness mobile app.
No, we don't need that.
Well, I can definitely get the account canceled for you to prevent all future charges effective immediately. That will take me just one moment. Okay, and I have got the account canceled, so there will be no future charges.
Okay, what about, can you also reverse the 58.89? Because he understood there's only a $2 charge, not 58.89.
Well, I do apologize for any misunderstanding. However, the terms and conditions are listed in three different locations, and it does inform you of the meal plan app. However, if you'll give me a moment to see what I may be able to do, it will take me just one moment.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, and I do want to thank you for your patience. So what I'm showing that I would be able to do, since that is a valid charge, is I would be able to issue a 75% refund.
Okay, we'll take the 75% because he didn't understand what he was signing for. Like I said, it was supposed to be a two. He said it's supposed to be a $2 charge, not a monthly charge of 58 to 89. There is no way, whatever he signed up to, he signed up there that there's a charge for 58 89, a monthly charge. He understood that's only a $2 charge, one time charge for $2.
Yes, I really do apologize for any misunderstanding. However, it does inform you in the terms and conditions of the charge for the meal plan app, and you do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through with the transaction.
Can you send me whatever the what is that he signed up for? The forms? Can you email it to me? I just want to see it.
I do apologize, however, I'm not able to send emails from this department.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and take the 75%.
Yes, I can definitely get that processed for you, and you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.